Hey, welcome to the Everything SEO podcast. I'm Michaela, a stay-at-home mom of three who just happens to be in love with everything related to SEO, blogging, marketing, coffee, and we're shedding light into the many mystifying corners of search engine optimization and what that means for us service providers, small business owners, and bloggers. We're going to ditch the do-it-all narrative surrounding SEO and really sit down and craft strategies that are sustainable, but still get us those first page results. Now let's get cozy, grab your fave sweater and a cup of tea, and let's talk everything SEO. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the show. We're on day one of the review blog post challenge, and I'm so excited to just dive in and get started. Today, we're going to be talking about how to pick the product or tool that you're going to review. What makes a product tool good to review for you? Because you can't just make a review out of your favorite coffee mug or out of a tool that you use, you know, on occasion or maybe don't have a lot of experience with. Like, that's not going to make a good review. So we're going to talk about all the details. All right. So the order we're going to do this in, I'm going to tell you what makes a good product tool to review. And then I'm going to tell you what not to do. And then I'm going to tell you how to find the programs. And I'm also going to tell you how to do some keyword research. And then we're going to talk about how to find affiliate programs, referral program that these products and tools have. Because, I mean, we always want to share, you know, a little insight about how our back end of our business, which product reviews do, because we're giving insight into our toolkit, about how we feel about our toolkit, or about why we chose certain things, or why we love a product, or why this product supports us. And that gives a little bit of insight into our business that our audience loves. But it is quite a benefit to be able to, you know, make some affiliate earnings, get a few referrals here and there. And it could be really powerful, especially if you get started now and you start putting these SEO optimized reviews on your blog. And then, you know, maybe you don't see the payoff immediately because it does take time to rank. But in 2 to 3 years, when the tool has become more popular or people are searching for it more and your review was one of the first, or maybe it's one of the most standout, or maybe just Google trust it because you went into depth, you gave an honest feedback on what the tool is used for, who it benefits, and all these other good things, then you can really start to see the payoff as you've become this like authority about this tool. But enough about that. Let's go ahead and get in. All right. So what makes a product tool good to review? You cannot review every single product or tool that you have in your life. It's not going to work out. You don't have enough to say about it. So these are the few things that I like to think about before I'm like, okay, this is what I'm going to write about. So first, you want to make sure that it relates to your audience, because everything that you use is not always going to pertain to your audience because it's more of a back-end thing for you. So a good example is, you know, I'm doing a podcast right now. That means I've got a nice podcast mic, but I'm not teaching people how to podcast. I'm teaching people how to blog and work on their SEO. So doing a review about my podcast mic, it's probably not ideal for my audience. While it would be great, and it is a little bit of an expensive mic, so the commissions might be good. It's going to make my website rank for funny stuff, as in it's not going to help any of my other content rank because it's not related. So it's not really going to be something I want to write about. And then the next thing I always, like, this is huge. This is a really big one. Only write reviews about stuff you actually recommend. Like, if you don't recommend it, you're not going to be able to write a true, honest review that someone's going to read and be like, wow, I need this tool. So if you don't recommend it, don't write about it. All right, next is going to be you have to have something to say. The reason you don't see reviews about every single little thing is because you never have enough to say. So right here, I'm drinking out of my Good Mom Say Bad Words coffee mug. And I use it daily. Okay, I use it daily, but I can't write a review about it. I don't have enough to say about it. What am I supposed to tell you? It's white, it has words on it, and it doesn't actually do a great job of keeping coffee hot. I think I got it for $1. So that doesn't make it a really good review. So while I love it, and I use it daily, and I talk to moms too, so I'm sure it relates to my audience, I have nothing to say. So that product's out for review. Finally, this one kind of ties into the keyword research, but I don't want you to lean too heavy into it because there are tools coming out daily for every industry, every niche. There are tools, there are products that we love, we don't love. So one of the things that you have to think about is the interest in the tool. If it is a tool or product that is like all the way out there, there might not be a lot of interest. So if you're going to write about it, you have to think, okay, there's not a huge amount of interest in this right now. Do I think there's going to be a lot of interest in a year or two or a few months? Okay, if you do, then, you know, go ahead, go for it because you'll be one of the first. But if you're like, I don't think there's really going to be any interest in this, I don't know if this tool is just too niche to really keep growing, or if it's like a random tool you found and it doesn't have like a huge following or really any following at all. I just want you to be aware that if you write a review about it, you may not see the payout you would if there was interest around it. So you might not get that same traffic back or the return on your time, really, that you might get from writing a review about a, even if it's a lesser known tool, but that has a lot of interest. So that's just something to keep in mind. Now let's talk about what not to do. So don't write a review about a tool that or tool or product that you used once and never touched again. You probably don't have enough to say or enough insight to really share in the review that someone who is experienced with the tool, if they had decided to write a review, they will very quickly overtake your blog post and search because they have honest feedback, they have in-depth insights, and they really do use the tool maybe daily, weekly, whatever. And so they just have more quality content to share about that specific tool. And you don't want to pick something for a pay point. So like, there are tools that are, there are tools and products that are $27, there are tools and products that are $5, and then there's tools and products that are $1,400. Obviously, a $1,400 tool is going to have a higher payout than a $27 tool. And you can write reviews on both. There's no like limit to how much a product or a tool can cost to write a review. But if you do not truly have enough to say about it, you don't actually want to recommend it, like you're like, it's okay, don't pick to write about the $1,400 thing because of the payout. People are going to see right through you because you don't truly recommend it. So it's not going to shed it in the most positive light. Like you're not going to have the most insightful things to share, or it's going to feel sponsorish. It's going to feel like you're getting paid to write this versus I'm sharing this tool and I also just happen to make a little bit of affiliates off of it. How does this, like, how do you get all of this into your keyword research? I always recommend using a keyword tool. So whether that's KeySearch, that's Moz, that's Mangles, I always recommend using a keyword tool just to check the difficulty of the keywords. The difficulty of a keyword is going to tell you how easy or hard it is to rank. For reviews, it can get really competitive or it can be very uncompetitive. And it really just depends on the tool. Like, for example, if you're going to write a review on HoneyBook, there's going to be a lot of competition around there. So HoneyBook review is probably going to have a pretty high difficulty. But say you want to write a review about your project management tool. It's a little bit lesser known, and maybe it's not used for your audience or targeted to your audience, but you're finding that it really, really fits you. So for example, I use Kitchen.co. It was made for agencies. I'm not an agency at all. But it serves what I need to do so well. And part of it is that it offers features that work for me. So even if I ignore some of the other features, like I'm never going to touch them, there are some that just like work so well for my business and I believe would work really well for other creatives and have seen work well for other creatives. So that's something that I know I can talk about. And Kitchen.co, since it's a bit smaller, a Kitchen.co review is going to be so much easier for me to rank for than HoneyBook review. So even though I use both the tools, I'm going to prioritize writing the Kitchen.co review versus the HoneyBook review. just so that it's easier for me to rank and search and see the payoff and start seeing the traffic versus HoneyBook review, where there are a lot of really good reviews out there. So even if I wrote it and it was amazing, I might not be able to rank on that first page like I want to. Now, finally, we're getting into finding those programs. But before you get into finding any programs, one of the activities that I suggest you do and the challenge that I want you to take for today, I want you to brainstorm and write down tools or products that you think would be good to review. Like you're like, they hit the 4 points that I was talking about earlier, that it relates to your audience, you actually recommend it, you stand behind it, you've got something to say about it, and there's interest. Like you believe there's going to be interest in this specific tool or product. Okay. Now write them out and don't take a super long time. Spend about max 5 minutes just writing down different things that you've used. And yes, this can be tools that you no longer use that you stand behind, but if you haven't used it in probably the last 6 months to a year, I wouldn't add it on there just because there are so many updates that your knowledge about it might not be relevant anymore because they may have more features or the features may have changed. So it might not be an accurate review. So just keep that in mind while you're writing. But this can be a product. So say you have an Oura Ring or you use a specific stroller or something like that, if you're taking it product-wise, or if it's a tool, think about your project management, think about your website hosting, think about what tools you use in marketing, think about courses that you've taken, because you don't have to pick something that's from a big business. You can pick small businesses. There are a lot of small business owners who have digital products like courses, templates, and other related things who have affiliate programs. And that you can absolutely write a review about. So that's just something else to consider. But brainstorm these things, spend 3 to 5 minutes doing this, aim to write down everything that you can think of, really. There's no right or wrong to this process. And then when you're done with that portion, I want you to move on to the next step. And your next step is going to be looking at those and trying to create 3 to 5 bullet points for each one about something that you love about it, something that stands out about it, and something that could use improvement, or something that could use improvement or an audience that could really benefit from it. You want to hit that 3. If you can get 5, that's great. But try not to take over 30 seconds for each one. And the reason is we want you to be able to think about this. If you can't think about it off the top of your head and it really requires you to like sit and say, okay, why do I like this? Then it's probably not something you want to review. So just skip to the next one. Like, your brainstorm is a brainstorm. This is where you're going to kind of weed out the ones that you can really, really speak on right now. And once you get used to speaking on the stuff that you're really close to or that you know off the top of your head, you're going to get better about thinking about the benefits and the features of other products and tools in the future. So we just want to start easy. We want to start with the ones that are on top of your head and you're ready to move forward and write that review about. Okay, so after you've brainstormed all the tools, products that you could possibly recommend, and you've narrowed it down by writing your bullet points about them, you're going to look for the affiliate programs. Now, there's not always an affiliate program for everything. Sometimes they do a referral program instead. And the way that works is like you refer somebody and both of you get, you know, $20 credit to your account. Or if you refer somebody, you get a $10 credit or free month. That would be a referral thing. And trust me, those are still super beneficial because imagine if you wrote a Show It review and it does super well. And I believe Show It works as you get a month free and they get a month free. So if you're getting months free, I think their highest tier is $40-something. You're saving $40-something a month. And they don't currently have like a limit on that. So if you have 12 people who use your referral link, you get a year free of your Show It hosting. That's pretty cool. So like, don't stress if it's a affiliate versus referral. This is supposed to be like a bonus to your business. This is something that's like, all right, this is a little extra money I have to keep everything going that I don't, like once I'm done with the review, I don't have to work for anymore. But anyways, back to what I was going to talk about, which is finding the programs. Like I said, not everything has an affiliate program, so you might be looking for a referral link. And the way you do this is most places, most bigger businesses, so like traditional tools, products, in their footer are going to have a link that says affiliate or referral or become an affiliate. And you're just going to go down there and look at the program. Some might be through third parties like Impact, ShareASL, or if it's something, a product, you might need to sign up for Amazon or something like that. But that's how you'll get your affiliate link to put into your review post. Alternatively, if you can't find it on the front end, you may need to log into the tool or log into the course and look in your dashboard. A lot of times you'll find it in your dashboard settings or where your profile is to see where you can copy your personal referral link or find your affiliate link. My last suggestion is just to ask directly. A lot of programs or a lot of small creators or small business owners have these programs, but it's either by invite only or they, you know, request that you buy something first, which is obvious. You should know about personally the tools that you want to recommend, but they want to, like, you have to directly reach out to them to get into the program. But the good thing about that is most small business programs have a higher percentage of what you can earn from the product. So there's the benefit there, even if the search interest is a little bit lower. And just real quick before, like, because I have this last thought, and if you're like, okay, I have all the information that I need for today, I'm ready to get started, do my challenge work, which will also be in your email. I include everything in there, and you can also just get a full copy of the transcript in there as well if you want to go back and refer any of the information from this episode. But I want to talk about small tools, reviewing small tools. I know I said earlier about interest and that you need to be aware that if you're picking a tool with lower interest or that's not as well known, it's going to have slower growth or it may not have growth at all. You're kind of taking a risk there. But the risk can pay off, especially if it's a tool you know and you use often. So for example, about 3 years ago, Pixie Stock, a stock photo subscription site, it was not big, but it was known. So I'd had a few people recommend it to me and I was like, all right, I'm gonna go for it. But they had like no review. There were no pre-existing review blog posts. So if you looked up Pixie Stock review, it just took you to the Pixie Stock site. They were pretty much just like a stock photo subscription. And I think they had a content calendar you could use at that point. And I was like, you know what? I've been using this for a while. I bought the lifetime access and I was like, I'm going to write a review about it. Now, for the first year that review was live, it was ranking on Google, but I maybe had one affiliate sale for that first year. But I didn't stress it because I'd already written the blog post. I wasn't like waiting for the sales to come in. So it was just, you know, nice little surprise. I was like, okay, this is nice. And I think her referral payouts, don't quote me, if you are not a member is 15%. And if you are a member is either 20 or 30%. So you get a good cut of the sale. And after the first year, it was still ranking on that first page. And she really like dove and started expanding everything. So I updated the blog post, and with her spreading the interest and more people knowing about Pixie Stock, the interest in search grew. So more people would find my review. And so that first year, I made $60. That second year, I made about $150. And so the third year, this past year, I made a little over a grand. And a lot of it was towards the end of the year, but I made a little over a grand. And so as her tool grew and I had that review on there, which I did update every time she released a new feature or anything like that. So I did have to do a little bit of active work, but each update maybe took me 5 minutes because it's something that I know and I know well and I use it all the time. So it wasn't like I was researching all these things, but the payout was there and I'm still ranking on first page for it now. And when people look up Pixie Stock review, they can find me and shop through my links. So that blog post that I made 3 years ago has continuously paid off. So even if it like dropped off the face of the earth this year and I made nothing from it, which I've already earned from January and February, there, like, even if it dropped off the earth, I would be okay with that. It lasted for 3 years. I made a good amount of money from it. I'm happy. But that's just to kind of share the power of a review blog post And it's also kind of to give you some insight on like picking your programs and which ones you prefer. And, you know, is picking something that's not as well known worth it? And it can be. But that's all for today. Like I said, everything's also in the email I've sent. And if you're listening to this after the challenge is already over and you're on the podcast, you can go down into the show notes, sign up for the challenge, and it'll still send you the same things, or at least mostly same things. But you'll be able to get the instructions on how to participate for building this review blog post. But until next time, when you get to learn how to start writing your review blog post. I'm so excited for that too. Talk to you soon. Bye. As always, I hope you were able to learn at least one new thing today and how you can apply it to your own business or blog. Thanks for listening to this episode of Everything SEO. Don't forget to hit follow so you don't miss the next episode. It's a goodie. And check the show notes for everything we talked about today. And come connect with me on Instagram at kamamama.co if you have any questions or thoughts you want to share. Talk soon.